Hey everybody, welcome to another sun-soaked episode of Songs in the Key of X. I am your deeply tanned host, Jeffrey X. Martin of Biff Bam Pop. People see me, and they know that I am Kaneda in the streets, Tetsuo in the sheets.
Kaneda.
Tetsuo.
Kaneda.
Kaneda!
Kaneda.
Tetsuo!
Kaneda.
Tetsuo!
It is July, and it feels like it is summer everywhere, except where it's winter. Looking at you, Australia. Good job in the Netball World Cup last week. Close game. Summer's weird here in the States this year. It was 90 degrees in Anchorage, Alaska last month. But hey, climate change is a hoax, right? No such thing. Summer is when you let your hair down, you run wild and run free, and you have a good time with long days and rock and roll crazy nights. You are the hero tonight, and this episode is about five of my favorite summer songs. Number five. You can feel that you're my good help. Rated R. That's Queens of the Stone Age with their song from 2000, Feel Good Hit of the Summer. It's easy to mistake this for a party song, but I'm not so sure it is. Josh Homme rattles off the names of various intoxicants, which makes the lyrics easy to remember, but he never specifically says what to do with the things he sings about. He never tells you to ingest nicotine, Valium, Vicodin, marijuana, ecstasy, or alcohol, or cocaine. This song simply reinforces the fact that those things exist. Look, if it fits the syllable count, you could put any six words into Feel Good Hit of the Summer, and it would work. Seriously, try this at home. They don't even have to be related words. There doesn't need to be a theme. You could still call it Feel Good Hit of the Summer, and people would dig it. Thank goodness for the music, that great tone that sounds like barbed wire, which is great for highway driving, ceramics class, or angry sex. It's a fun song, even if it isn't necessarily a good song. But it doesn't have to be good for me to like it. Number four.
I wanna be a lifeguard.
Help, 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 help.
I wanna guard your life. I wanna be a lifeguard.
Lifeguard, lifeguard.
Hardly any clothes.
Lifeguard.
Sand between my toes.
Lifeguard.
White stuff on my nose.
Songs ever to be played on MTV, that is Blotto with I Wanna Be a Lifeguard. The song is from Blotto's first EP from 1979, which was called Hello, My Name is Blotto, What's Yours? Obviously, this was not a band that took themselves too seriously. Members of the band all took fake names that included the word Blotto, Sarge Blotto, Cheese Blotto, Broadway Blotto, Bowtie Blotto, Lee Harvey Blotto. Let's not call them a comedy band. That has a strange denotation. But they did specialize in novelty songs and crowd-pleasing ditties. They did a show every October called Blottoween. They opened for Blue Oyster Cult on their 1982 North American tour. Everything was great for Blotto, except that major labels wouldn't touch them with a 10-foot pole. Now, you would think that the record companies would be all up on Blotto after the success of I Want to Be a Lifeguard. Beaches, Sand Between One's Toes. It seemed like the best summer song ever. You know, it was certainly one of the great summer songs, and even if they're best remembered in the Capital District, I can still sing the praises of Blotto and their enduring love of Zinc Oxide. Number three.
I hate my girlfriend, she. Lies on the beach like a barrier reef. So looking up the stupid sun while the radio is blasting fun, fun, fun.
I don't wanna be on the beach.
No fun.
I don't wanna be on the beach.
No fun.
I don't wanna be on the beach. I don't wanna be on the beach.
No fun. No.
Those of you who can't stand summer should still enjoy this short little tune by the Dead Milkmen. It's called Beach Song. It's from their debut album, Big Lizard in My Backyard, from 1985. Dead Milkmen are a Pennsylvania band, and, like Blotto, they adopted fake names for their onstage personas. Rodney Anonymous, Joe Jack Talcum, Dave Blood, Dean Clean. Come to think of it, using pseudonyms was a big thing back in the 80s. I remember subscribing to my local Repertory Theater's newsletter under the name Slasher James. I don't know where I came up with that. Like a lot of punk bands during that time, the Dead Milkmen recorded short songs. Beach Song is less than 3 minutes long, but it's great if you're a human who longs to remain as pale as possible, hates the evil Daystar, but don't want to listen to The Cure all day. Not that there's anything wrong with listening to The Cure all day. Gods know I've done it. But you should also be listening to the Dead Milkmen, because they're funny, bordering on absurd. The album's really good. It's probably a little offensive, but I like the song Dean's Dream off Big Lizard in My Backyard. Oh, and this song, Beach Song. That's why I picked it. Number two. Is some classic funk. Sly and the Family Stone with 1969's Hot Fun in the Summertime. That song is 50 years old. That's crazy to me. It was right after Woodstock when Hot Fun in the Summertime was released. Sly and the Family Stone got over at Woodstock, like Nine Inch Nails got over at Woodstock 99, which, you know, was a lot. Sly and the Family Stone were a progressive band, which was perfect for the 60s. They were racially integrated, they had male and female members, and while they were together, they were magical. Bassist Larry Graham basically invented the slap bass, which the 90s appropriated by making it the main instrument in the theme from Seinfeld. This, among other innovations, helped kind of push the Motown sound off of the charts and brought in the psychedelic soul genre. Not only were Sly and the Family Stone incredibly funky, but Sly was also on a lot of drugs. No doubt this helped the more psychedelic aspects of their music, but his consumption of narcotics also drove the band apart. Sly started missing shows and behaving unpredictably, and that's never good for business. But the band did give us this celebration of summer, of open fire hydrants and double dutch, and sitting on concrete stoops, and casual marijuana usage. I am fine with all of these things, and I am more than fine with this song, number one.
But at night it's a different world. Go out and find a girl. Come on, come on, hit that song night. Just like the heat, it'll be alright. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city.
From the 1966 album called Hums of the Lovin' Spoonful, that is, the Lovin' Spoonful with Summer in the City. The Lovin' Spoonful was formed in Greenwich Village by John Sebastian. Sebastian was surrounded by folk musicians and bluegrass artists and rock and roll people, and it seems like he absorbed all those influences. But when he formed the Lovin' Spoonful, their first performances were so bad, the club owners sent them home and told them to practice. They did, obviously, because they became one of the biggest selling and most influential acts of the 1960s. There's been a lot of conjecture about the name, the Lovin' Spoonful. It could mean heroin. It could mean cocaine. It might also mean the average amount of semen a man produces during ejaculation. If that's true, then that's the second band I know of surreptitiously named after jizz, because 10cc is also an ejaculation reference, 10 cubic centimeters, I guess, something like that, 10cc, like in a syringe, that's how much jizz you get out of one shot. How do we get to this? Anyway, Summer in the City sat at number one on the charts for 3 weeks. I love the keyboard part in this song, and the traffic noises, just so frickin' cool. Not only is this song about summer in the city, it has the actual sounds of summer in the city. It's field recordings. Also, and let's not overlook this part, Summer in the City was the opening song for Die Hard with a Vengeance, which is my second favorite Die Hard movie.
I am the voice of my own God.
And my God. And
I told the librarian that I had a bad headache, but she didn't believe me. I really do have a bad headache, though. I have a very bad headache that my head does not feel.
It didn't make me love the song any more than I already did, but it sure didn't hurt. Now, after the Lovin' Spoonful broke up, John Sebastian wrote and performed the theme for the TV hit Welcome Back, Cotter. That was the launching point for John Travolta on his way to superstardom. But when I think of the Lovin' Spoonful, this is the song that immediately comes to mind. This and Baby Gravy. Spunk. The mucilage of desire. So what nicknames for semen do you have? We're all adults here, I think. I don't know. I'm on the damn internet. This isn't video. Regardless, how about you drop me a comment? Let's rap about this show like the cool kids do. We'll go to a pizza place and get a pitcher of root beer. Also, if you have a hankering to do so, check out the full songs using the video links provided below as a service to you, my dear listener. You're always in my heart. Don't forget that. Let that thought keep you warm at night. Keep reading Biff Bam Pop for an endless barrage of pop culture journalism. We write about the things you like, assuming that those things are also the things that we like. How do you like that? Please follow me on social media. One of these days, I'm actually going to put links up to the pages up in the article so you can see where I actually am on social media.
But it is not this day!
So if you can find me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or Amazon, then the reward of my surrogate friendship shall be yours. My name is Jeffrey X. Martin. You have been listening to Songs in the Key of X, and until next time...
Sandworms, lemonade, parking meters, margarine, and shopping malls. Telescopes, bandsaws, styrofoam, jack-o'-lanterns, sleeping bags, and waterfalls. Oh, Schadenfreude, car parts, tackle box, quesadillas, coffee cups, and overalls. Kerosene, nose jobs, spatulas, cable boxes, guitar strings, and bocce ball. Cupcake!
See, this works.
Cupcake! Cupcake!